Italian political leader and former premier Aldo Moro was kidnapped on a Rome street today. The most brazen terrorist attack by the extremist Red Brigade since they began their reign of terror in Italy 8 years ago. We have reports from Bob McNamara and Winston Burdett.
It happened along a quiet Rome residential street.
Buongiorno, il presidente della Democrazia Cristiana, Aldo Moro, è stato oggetto di un gravissimo attentato. Questa è la notizia per la quale questa edizione straordinaria del TG2 a quest'ora è inconsueta per i nostri lettori. Secondo un primo flash d'agenzia delle 9:28, Aldo Moro è stato sequestrato.
The attackers had staged an auto accident to block the path of both Moro's car and that of his bodyguards. The terrorists sprayed submachine gun and pistol fire into the cars, killing the five bodyguards. Witnesses said Moro was dragged by the terrorists to a waiting getaway car. Rome police believe at least six and perhaps as many as 12 terrorists were involved in this well-planned and executed attack. The kidnapping of one of Italy's most prominent political leaders brought thousands of police into the street.
È una scelta difficile e che apre prospettive lontane, forse richiede, ma più mi preoccupo della democrazia cristiana, più mi preoccupo della unità e della forza della democrazia cristiana, che sia pronta in ogni momento a presentarsi al paese, a persuaderlo ed a tranquillizzarlo con la sua intatta forza ideale, a richiamarlo con un prestigio ed un'energia che ottengano risposta positiva per guidarlo ancora.
Roadblocks were set up and police carried out searches and identity checks across the city. The terrorists identified themselves as the urban guerrillas, the self-styled Red Brigades, and they demanded freedom for 15 of their members now on trial in Turin, charged with kidnappings and other terrorist activities. Aldo Moro was Italian premier five times.
Italy's Red Brigades are a group of self-styled revolutionaries whose one weapon is terror, murder, kidnapping, assault, robbery.
Aldo Moro was Italian premier five times. He has long been head of the Christian Democrats, the country's leading political party. Moro was expected to be elected Italy's next president. Moro's kidnapping shook the Italian government and caused an uproar in the Chamber of Deputies. Premier Giulio Andreotti called an emergency cabinet session and later went before both houses of parliament to seek and win a vote of confidence for his new government, a government that Moro had helped to create. Today, Pope Paul VI joined political leaders in denouncing the Moro kidnapping.
14 of their members are now being tried in Turin, chained together in a courtroom cage, charged with subverting the Italian state. That is their declared aim. Their only ideology is destruction, to subvert, to overwhelm the Italian state by engulfing it in a wave of terror. They have been active for 8 years, most of them students or ex-students now in their mid-20s. Last month, they machine-gunned to death in Rome the prison inspector who had supervised security arrangements for the present trial. This was his funeral. 6 days ago, the day after the trial opened, they murdered a high official of the anti-terrorist brigade.
Political leaders in denouncing the Moro kidnapping. And also, after learning of the attack, all political parties across Italy staged demonstrations in the country's major cities. The communist-dominated Trade Union Federation called a 24-hour general strike to protest the terrorist attack. The demonstrations brought a rare sight to Italian politics, as communists and Christian Democrats met in the streets to express their concern for the life of Aldo Moro, who's thought to be held prisoner somewhere in Rome tonight. Bob McNamara, CBS News.
This was his funeral. Today's kidnapping of Aldo Moro, the ambush of his car, the surprise attack, the timing, the immediate machine gun killing of all five men of Moro's guard, and the successful getaway, all showed minute planning, savage proficiency, the possession of an ample arsenal and large financial means. It was the latest brutal act in a long and unbroken chain. Winston Burdett, CBS.
Thank you. Il presidente della Democrazia Cristiana, Aldo Moro, è stato rapito questa mattina alle 9:10 da un comando di terroristi mentre usciva dalla sua abitazione al quartiere Trionfale per recarsi a Montecitorio, dove alle 10 era fissato l'inizio del dibattito, il primo dibattito parlamentare sul nuovo governo Andreotti. Moro era scortato da 5 persone, i terroristi hanno fatto fuoco, secondo le prime notizie, 4 dei 5 uomini di scorta, 2 carabinieri e 2 agenti di pubblica sicurezza sarebbero morti. Non si sa se il quinto sia rimasto ferito e non si sa nemmeno se l'onorevole Moro.
There is faint new hope in Italy that Aldo Moro, the former prime minister kidnapped by left-wing terrorists, may still be alive. For 2 days, police have been searching a remote mountain lake where the Red Brigades claimed yesterday they had dumped Moro's body after executing him. The search has been difficult. Ice and snow 6 feet deep on the lake had to be dynamited to permit frogmen to enter the frozen waters. Tonight, the government said the search had revealed nothing and that the terrorists' message may have been a trick. The Vatican newspaper said there was still some hope.
Rome. The evening police patrol leaves headquarters. It's a routine exercise, but it's taking place during the tensest moment in Italian post-war history. Since March the 16th, Italy, which has known continuous economic and political uncertainty for a decade, has been without its central political figure, Aldo Moro.
Nobody did expect that the first day after the kidnap of Moro we would have demonstrations of 100,000, 200,000 people in cities simultaneously in Turin, Rome, etc.
While the terrorists appear to be trying to cause the disintegration of Italian democracy, they have succeeded right now in forging an extraordinary unity between the Christian Democrats and the Italian Communists. On Monday, we talked in Washington with a leading member of that party, Giorgio Napolitano.
Napolitano, welcome. Do you consider the Red Brigades communists?
No, they are enemies of Italian Communist Party and of all the values we are defending. If they call themselves communist, we must say that they represent a degeneration of any Marxist thought and of any ideals.
Disassociating the party from the Red Brigades?
Well, our party is very well known in Italy for its democratic commitment, and we are fighting terrorism together with all other democratic parties. We are fighting clearly and strongly.
I noticed a Christian Democrat newspaper in Italy said just
3 days after the kidnap, Moro appeared in this photograph, distributed by the Red Brigades. At the same time, 15 other Red Brigades members were appearing at a specially built courthouse close by the jail in Turin on charges of kidnapping and being part of an armed conspiracy. Every day they arrive in chains and primitive manacles, regarded as so dangerous that even inside the courtroom they're locked into a special cage. Why are they so dangerous?
Well, they are probably attacking Christian Democrat representatives because they think it's the best way to destabilize the Italian political situation. But we too, we are a target for the Red Brigades, and there were already some representatives of our party who were gravely injured by terrorist attacks.
How do you feel the Red Brigade should be dealt with? Should they be?
Since 1970, they've publicly committed themselves to armed overthrow of the Italian state, currently ruled by what they regard as a cynical conspiracy between a corrupt right and a turncoat left. They do not recognize this court, and in this case have rejected any formal defense by their lawyer Sergio Spazzali. Spazzali, however, maintains a watching brief, for there are more trials to come for these and other men. He explains their views.
The special thing about the Red Brigades is armed struggle. And they claim that, given the international situation at the moment, etc., the only form of effective class struggle is an armed one. And that without an armed struggle, there is no real
posture of the government toward them.
No negotiation is possible, according to us, no bargaining with these groups. The first important way to fight them is their complete political isolation. The second thing is a collaboration between the whole population and the police and all the government bodies which have the task to reestablish the democratic order in our country.
Bill Siemens, ABC News.
Italian police, firemen, divers, and security troops moved into a remote area northeast of Rome today to search for the body of former Italian Premier Aldo Moro. He was kidnapped a month ago by a terrorist group, the Red Brigades. Early today, the Red Brigades said in a message that the police think is authentic that he'd been killed. Here's Bill Blakemore.
The communique said the body would be found here in the Apennine Mountains at the bottom of a lake which is 6,000 feet above sea level. But the road to the lake has been snowed in all winter. Only helicopters could reach it. And they found the mocking site of a frozen-over, snow-covered lake, and no signs of any recent human activity. Police had to take
the case. There is a logic in the Red Brigade strategy, is that of creating the need for a kind of repression by the state, which makes it no longer a democratic repression, but a totalitarian repression, with the expectation and the hope that then there is a sort of totalitarian fascist takeover, which then sends the Communist Party onto a revolutionary resistance. And then you get back the Communist Party to being the great revolutionary party. I believe it's a total...
Italian authorities on a wild goose chase is the kind of spectacle the Red Brigade wants as it escalates its war of nerves with the Italian government. But with the life of its most influential politician at stake, it is difficult for the authorities to temper their response. Meanwhile, the Red Brigade in its most recent communique has blamed itself for being too gentle and said it will go on escalating its terrorism. Bill Blakemore, ABC News in the Salto Valley, northeast of Rome.
Today's message from the kidnappers of Aldo Moro is, "We are at the moment of slaughter." The message, possibly in Moro's own handwriting, continued, "We are at massacre time." Later, new demands from the Red Brigades for immediate release of 13 comrades in jail. Moro, once the premier of Italy, has been missing 5.5 weeks now, and Fred Briggs reports that Italy is sick of all.
A leading Italian politician today called it a war of nerves. Whatever it is the 41st day since the Red Brigade kidnapped Aldo Moro. Had the former premier not been a household word before, he is now. Other names today will soon become famous. Italian authorities issued warrants late last night for 9 people accused of taking part in the kidnapping.
This is Renato Curcio, the founder of the Red Brigades. He and 3 other members of these prisoners on trial are among the 13 leftists the brigades want released in exchange for Moro's life. So was the terrorist who killed a Turin prison guard almost 2 weeks ago. What are the chances for their release? Not good. Leaders of Moro's Christian Democrats heard about the new demands this morning. And while there may have been some weakening in the ranks who stood solidly against any negotiations with the brigades, everyone is dead set against any prisoner release.
These may be some of the people now holding Aldo Moro prisoner, if he's still alive. 5 of the 9 police named here today in connection with the kidnapping. Their identification, part of the results police are slowly winning in the search for the abductors. Police searches went on today, this time south of Rome, in an area where an anonymous phone call said Moro had been released. Nothing was found. But it is this kind of search which in the past few weeks has turned up clues, even hideouts of the Red Brigade. The terrorists kept up their efforts to terrorize today. A leading member of Moro's ruling Christian Democrat Party was shot in the legs as he left home for work. The getaway car was found soon afterwards by police. One reaction the terrorists may have seen today was a letter to Moro in his captivity release. From his wife. And
later today, a Rome newspaper received a letter from Moro, the bitterest one to date, in which he accused his Christian Democratic Party colleagues of sentencing him to death and said that when it came time for his funeral, he did not want any government officials or members of his party to attend. When the people got word, there were some street corner arguments, but not about giving in to the brigade's demands. Just about how to get rid of the terrorists once and for all.
Even though the terrorists are trying to disrupt it.
The Red Brigade is claiming that Italy is in a state of civil war, but so far they're not getting any takers. Authorities are responding to them with growing security measures and recognition, but perhaps because the terrorist attempts to alarm are so obviously just that, Italians are being careful not to overreact.
Bill Blake, basta, basta, enough, enough. Whatever their feelings about Aldo Moro, they are weary of the weekly ultimatums, weary of the wild goose chases for a body that is later resurrected for more bargaining, weary of the Red Brigades in general, not so much afraid of them anymore, just tired of them. Fred Briggs, NBC News.
All right. Robin?
Some historians have been noticing, and some see an alarming analogy with the situation in Italy when there was terrorism and lawlessness before the fascist period in Italy, and have wondered whether Italy might not be, this might not be preparatory to another period of dictatorship or totalitarianism in Italy. Do you see any similarity between the two periods?
There are great and fundamental differences. First of all, there is a working class movement which is highly mature and responsible and whose democratic commitment is undeniable. Second, there is a strong unity and in this moment an effective cooperation among all anti-fascist and democratic parties.
Good evening. Italy's worst fears were realized today. Aldo Moro was found dead. For 54 days since the former premier was kidnapped by the terrorist Red Brigades, Italians had feared this day would come. Today it was an anonymous telephone call, presumably from Moro's kidnappers, that led police to the body. Medical reports indicate he died no less than 10, no more than 24 hours.
Dovete portare un'ultima ambasciata alla famiglia. Ma si parla? Brigata Rossa.
The body was found in a red automobile in a narrow street in the heart of downtown Rome. The terrorists showed their contempt for the Italian authorities by parking the car just two blocks from the headquarters of the Communists and the Christian Democrats, the two parties that govern Italy. According to Italian authorities, Moro had been shot once in the back of the head and 11 times in the chest. He was dressed in the same clothes that he wore when he was kidnapped nearly 8 weeks ago. Many Italians had hoped the Red Brigade would feel it had made its point and would release Moro unharmed. The fact that they did not increases fears that the Red Brigade may strike again soon.
Savagery. Pope Paul, a personal friend of Mr. Moro, could find no words to express his profound sorrow, but said the murder offended the Christian conscience and every human feeling.
There were lots of reasons why the Red Brigade chose Aldo Moro. He was the head of the conservative Christian Democratic Party and the unanimous choice to be Italy's next president, a job with very little political power but lots of prestige. He was the symbol of the establishment that the Red Brigade is dedicated to destroy. Moro was not exactly a dynamic personality, but he was considered a master at conciliation and compromise. And it was those qualities that put him into the office of prime minister on five different occasions when other, more popular politicians were unable to form governments. In recent years, he's been a strong supporter of giving the powerful Communist Party a role in running Italy as the only way to end the constant political crises. The Red Brigade has always violently opposed any alliance between the left and the ruling Christian Democrats, another reason to make an example of Aldo Moro. He was a lawyer, and his respect for the law is what has led many of his friends to feel that he was forced to write those notes asking for an exchange of prisoners. If the Red Brigade had hoped to split the new political alliance, it has failed. The Communists, who have dropped revolution for respectability, have joined with the Christian Democrats in condemning the actions of the Red Brigade. In a real way, it has brought the political alliance closer together in its desire to end violence and get on with the business of running the country. Even in the role of a helpless victim, Aldo Moro still managed to be the master of conciliation. And